Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about brainstorming. Are you ready to think outside the box or demolish the box and get creative to accomplish your goals? Would you like to be the person always coming up with innovative and new ideas to make your dreams a reality? Ready to clear some mental clutter so you can focus? Let's continue our month as we focus on getting clear this year in 2017.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
I'm excited for today because we're going to be talking about brainstorming and mind mapping and getting creative. I first used mind mapping with an energy healer I worked with to come up with ideas for my business. It's a fun way to get you thinking outside the box or eliminating the box completely. We're going to talk about some different ways to brainstorm. Sometimes we can think in a really linear fashion, and what I like about brainstorming is that it allows us to access a different part of our brain that can be crucial for supporting us in being successful. A lot of times, big ideas came for me in the shower, or while meditating, while I'm relaxed, or not even thinking about the subject. I've worked at stretching my brain so that it is easier for these ideas to drop in. If you haven't done any brainstorming, it might seem a little crazy. Some of your ideas can be crafted into creative solutions to a problem or spark even more ideas. Brainstorming can get you unstuck by going outside your normal ways of thinking. Don't criticize during brainstorming or try and figure out why it couldn't work. You're trying to open up possibilities and break down assumptions about your problem's limits. Judgment and analysis at this stage stunts idea generation and limits creativity. Evaluate the ideas at the end of the session. If they can't be done, cross them off. Individual brainstorming is most effective when you need to solve a simple problem, generate a list of ideas, or focus on a broad issue. Group brainstorming is often more effective for solving complex problems. Individual brainstorming. When you do individual brainstorming, you don't have to worry about others' egos or opinions, and you can be freer and more creative. However, you may not develop ideas as fully when you're on your own because you don't have the wider experience of other group members to draw on. Group brainstorming. Lay down some ground rules. Think about how much information you want to give to everyone prior to the event. For example, you might not want to say what you're going to be brainstorming about so people don't spend all this time researching or thinking about it before the meeting. Designate one person to write down ideas. Use a whiteboard, flip chart, or computer with the screen so everyone can see the ideas. Clearly define the problem that you want to solve and lay out any criteria that you must meet. Make it clear that the meeting's objective is to generate as many ideas as possible. Have a comfortable, relaxed environment. Try and have a diverse group of people for different viewpoints. Be free and open in thought and have fun with it. Call out any bad behavior like not participating or putting down an idea. Once everyone has shared their ideas, start a group discussion to develop other people's ideas and use them to create even more ideas. Encourage everyone to offer ideas and participate. There's no judging of what anyone says. When one member gets stuck, another member's creativity and experience can offer other thoughts and solutions. You can develop ideas in greater depth with group brainstorming. Another advantage of group brainstorming is that it helps everyone feel they've contributed to the solution, and it reminds people that others have creative ideas to offer. Here are some brainstorming techniques you can try out. Teleporting. Imagine that you were in a different place or a different time. Would you approach it differently if you were at the beach or outer space? What if you were 20 and more open to taking risk? Imagine it from an alternate perspective. Figuring. Can you imagine how someone else might tackle an issue, whether it's a celebrity, an expert, your best friend, or mentor? Superstorming. If you could have any superpower, what would it be? How would your superpower affect how you brainstorm? Trying a few different superpowers. Medici effect. The Medici effect describes how ideas might not obviously be related upon your initial thoughts. Seek out parallels to find commonalities. Maybe you have a goal of starting your own business. Looking at other successful business owners, even if it's in a different industry, can help you discover what they have in common. Blind writing or journaling. Forcing yourself to simply put pen to paper for a minimum of 10 minutes will open up new ideas. The only rule is you have to keep writing, even if it's to jot down, "I don't know what to write about." Reverse storming. How could I stop this goal from happening? What would you have to defeat?
Tired of losing money because you aren't organized? Overwhelmed because you missed a soccer game because calendars weren't coordinated? Stressed out because you can't find what you own? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can support you.
Another technique I've used is a mastermind. I have a paper with pictures of all the members of my mastermind. A few are Oprah and Tesla. Remember, they don't need to be alive, and I don't need to have ever met them. I ask my mastermind a question and see if anything pops into my head. I also keep a pen and paper by my bedside, as I have found dreams to be very valuable. If something comes to me, I can reach over and jot it down. I did a podcast in September 2016 with Margaret Harrell, and we talked about dreams. You might want to check that out. Mind mapping is another useful technique. I got some great tips from mindmapping.com, and if you think you're going to like to try mind mapping, I encourage you to check out the website. Instead of a list, it's two-dimensional. It's usually compact and helps make association and generate new ideas. Mind mapping can also help you break large projects or topics down into manageable chunks so you can plan effectively without getting overwhelmed and without forgetting something important. A good mind map knows the shape of the subject, the relative importance of individual points, and the way in which facts relate to one another. So some ways that people use mind maps are for brainstorming, summarizing information and note-taking, consolidating information, thinking through complex problems, presenting information in a format that shows the overall structure of your subject, and studying and memorizing information. If you're very visual, this might be a good technique for you. Drawing basic mind maps. To draw a mind map, write the title of the subject you're exploring in the center of the page and draw a circle around it. So in my circle, I have Reawaken Your Brilliance products, or RYB products for short. Next, create major subdivisions or subheadings of the topics or important facts that relate to the subject and draw lines out from the circle. So think you have your circle, I have RYB products, and think of a sun. So lines coming out from the sun. So with RYB products, some of my lines are going to say books, podcasts, classes, courses, affirmations, presentations. After you've done that, you're going to want to go deeper into the subject and uncover another level of information or further subheadings, individual facts belonging to the subheads. And you draw these as lines linked to the subhead line. So we kind of have a sun going on now, and it's going to start to look kind of spidery. So for example, under classes, I might have organizing, decluttering, mindfulness, other professional organizers, and podcasting. Then for individual ideas, draw lines out from the appropriate heading line and label them. So from organizing, I might have New Year's, garages, closets, basements. Think of this as branches from the tree. So we start out with a circle, and then it looks like a sun, and the further we go, we have all these branches. Here are some more tips for mind mapping. Use single words or simple phrases. Single strong words and short meaningful phrases can convey the same meaning more potently. Excess words just clutter the mind map. Use color to separate different ideas. This will help you to separate ideas when necessary. Use color to separate different ideas. This will help you to separate ideas where necessary. It also helps you to visualize the mind map for recall. Color can help also show the organization of the subject. I color code my dry erase board and it helps me memorize it. Use symbols and images. Pictures can help you remember information more effectively than words, so where a symbol or picture means something to you, use it. Take actions from today's podcast. Decide what brainstorming techniques you would like to try. Pick a team of trusted people or create your mastermind to brainstorm with if you want to do some group brainstorming. Commit to brainstorming weekly. If you can do it at the same time and day, even better, as we tend to get used to and do things more efficiently when we do them at the same time and day. In our next episode, we're going to talk about how to access our intuition. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.